You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Animated Tales. Remember, sharing this podcast with 10 friends or family members qualifies you for a shout-out. Today's shout-out goes to WoodKids. To be featured next, simply share this podcast with 10 friends. Thank you.
Hi, friends. My name is Linda. I'm 17 years old. My parents adopted me when I was a baby. I grew up in a warm, loving home, getting everything I needed. They never made me feel like I was adopted. I was never curious about my biological mother and father. I wonder if I had searched for them, would I have found out that I had a twin sister? I'm not sure, but thankfully, fate brought us together after 16 years. It was thanks to an amazing coincidence that I found out about my twin sister's existence. My parents decided to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary with a big party. I hate wearing dresses. My mom knows this, so she said, "This celebration is really important to us. Please, no t-shirt and jeans. Get yourself a dress and be the prettiest girl at the party." I couldn't say no, but I'd never bought myself an evening dress before. I didn't even know where to shop for one. After school, I Googled it and found a store. It was pretty far from where we lived, but of course, I was going to go to make my mom happy. When I walked into the store, I went up to the first salesperson I saw. "Where are your evening dresses?" I asked. When she looked at me, we both froze. Looking at her face was like looking in the mirror. The resemblance was too much. The first thing I could say was, "Are you adopted?" "Yes," she said. "Were you born on March 13th? I asked. When she nodded, I hugged her tight without even thinking. I had a sister now, a twin sister. I left the store with a dress she chose for me. I waited for her to get off work at a nearby cafe. When she arrived, she began to cry, saying, "It's a miracle. I still can't believe this." I was practically looking at myself in the mirror. Just like me, she was always sniffling as she cried. When Rosa calmed down, I asked her, "Since you're working on a school day, did you quit school?" She did. Her mom said, "You won't be going to college anyway. Start working as soon as you can, so you can contribute," she said. According to my sister, her family didn't really need the money. Her mother did this out of spite because she'd been treating Rosa like this for a long time. I got so mad as I listened to my sister's story. At the time her parents adopted Rosa, they hadn't been able to conceive. But 8 years later, her mother got pregnant and had a boy. After her son was born, she started pushing Rosa away and treating her badly. What's worse, her father tolerated this. He never took issue with what his wife did. By the way, I keep saying her mother, but Rosa always refers to her as my stepmother. This is to be expected because, from what I gather, my twin sister has been living like Cinderella all these years. She had to quit high school during her freshman year. She had been working 6 days a week, and at night she had to do all the housework. When she said in passing, "Some nights I'm so tired I can't sleep," I found myself tearing up. I was getting more shocked as she was telling her story. Her mother gave her room to her son. They put her bed in the basement. Rosa had been sleeping there for years. They wouldn't even let her eat with them at the table. She had to eat by herself in the basement. I couldn't stay quiet any longer. "That's enough. First, I'll teach this woman a lesson, and then I'm going to get you out of that house," I said. Unfortunately, after being abused for years, my sister had lost all her courage. Unlike her, I'm someone who stands up for myself no matter what and doesn't walk away from a fight. Now I would fight for my sister. I said to Rosa, "Tell me everything about that woman, your father, your house, your life. I will tell you about my family. Let's write it all down. Oh. We need to know everything. Then we'll switch our clothes in the bathroom." Rosa gave me an incredulous look. I winked at her. "Sis, can't you see? We'll switch our lives for a while. You'll go to my house, and I'll go to yours. We'll tell my parents everything after we teach that woman a lesson. They'll find a way." My sister began laughing. Even though she was terrified, she was really into the idea. 2 hours later, I was in front of Rosa's house wearing her clothes. I opened the door with her keys. I memorized the floor plan on my way there. The door that went down to the basement was right next to the bathroom. I heard her mother's voice as I was walking that way. "Rosa, why are you late? Didn't I tell you to come right home after you leave work?" I stopped. I walked towards the voice. I came to the living room. A woman was sitting on the couch, staring at the phone in her hand. I was hanging out with a friend. "By the way, keep in mind that from now on, I will come home whenever I want to." She lifted her head in disbelief. It was obvious that she had never heard anything like this from Rosa. "How dare you talk to me like that?" she said. Her puzzled expression was exactly what I wanted to see. "Whatever, I'm so tired. I'm taking a shower and going to bed early," I said. She was shocked. "Rosa, what are you, crazy? Showering? Going to bed? You have so much work to do. First, do the laundry, then go upstairs and clean the bedroom," she screamed. I didn't answer. I just smiled. I turned around and walked out. She kept screaming from where she was sitting. I was going to see my poor sister's bed in the basement. The basement had a terribly musty smell. I gagged a few times before I could get used to it. I sat on the bed. I held back my tears as I looked around. My poor sister was sleeping here. I was so relieved to think that at this moment she was in my house, probably in my room. My mom must have come to my room like she does every night and started telling her the office gossip as she played with her hair, and Rosa must be listening to her, giggling occasionally, just like I taught her to do. Suddenly, I felt something crashing into my feet. I pulled up my legs in fear. I was horrified when I saw what hit me. I could never in a million years guess a sewer rat could be that big. Wasn't this dangerous for my sister? How can a person sleep here? More importantly, how can these parents who have taken and raised this child from the time she was a baby allow her to sleep in such a horrible place? I still couldn't wrap my mind around it. After a while, the basement door opened. Someone started coming down the stairs. I saw that it was Rosa's father. When he saw me, he said, "Rosa, what did you say to your mom?" She was so angry that she got a headache. I jumped up. I walked up to him. He was a submissive character, as his wife was dominant. "Do you realize that you refer to her as my mother? If she was really my mother, would she allow me to sleep in this place?" I said. "What's wrong with this place?" he stuttered. "There are rats as big as cats," I screamed. "And you were covering your nose as you were coming down here. This is a basement. This place would make a person sick." The man turned back towards the stairs without saying anything. Just then, the basement door opened. This time, it was Rosa's stepmother who came in. Her husband said, "Something's up with her. She's complaining about the place she's been sleeping in for years." She slammed the door, saying, "Then let her stay here until she comes to her senses." After that, I heard the basement door getting locked. I didn't care. I could get that door open whenever I wanted. I took out my phone. I wrote, "Did you like my room?" and sent it to my sister. Rosa's answer took me by surprise. "Linda, we're coming to get you. It was supposed to be a surprise, but I had to tell you when I saw your text." They were coming to get me? But why? I was having so much fun here, and I wanted to have even more fun. When I wrote to Rosa, "Have my parents figured out you weren't me?" she immediately wrote back, "Your mother is very smart. I really played my part well, but still, she was suspicious. She wanted me to wear the dress you bought for the party. I put it on and went to her. When she saw me walking, she said, 'You're not Linda. You're way too comfortable in this dress. Linda would be complaining about it.' So I had to tell her everything. Half an hour later, the basement door opened. Rosa, my mom, and a woman I didn't know came down the stairs. They brought along someone from social services. Apparently, when an adopted child quits school, the Department of Social Services needs to be notified. Plus, the place where Rosa was sleeping and the way she had been treated were obviously not in compliance with adoption rules, in which case the child needed to be taken away. When Rosa's stepmother saw me and Rosa together, she got this blank look in her eyes. And when she figured it all out, she fainted. Her stepfather sat quietly in a corner without saying a word. When she came to, I brought Rosa over to her. I told her, 'If there's anything you want to say, you should say it now.' She looked at her stepmother. 'My biggest mistake was being scared of you, but I'm not scared anymore. I just pity you,' she said. Her stepmother said, 'I'm sorry. I separated you. And this came back to our house as a curse. I deserved it.' We were all shocked. When she admitted that, we knew how we were separated from each other. She and her husband knew we were twins. They only took Rosa because they wanted an only child. They bribed the social worker working their case to keep quiet. My parents came a few days later and adopted me without knowing I had a twin sister. So what happened next? Like I said earlier, the Department of Social Services removed Rosa from that family. The next day, my dad went to the department and asked to adopt Rosa. Because we were twins, that was what they wanted too. That night, Rosa and I were in my room. The next evening, my parents had their 25th anniversary party. Rosa attended the party in the dress I bought that day. And I wore a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, just like I wanted. So Rosa was the prettiest girl that night. And this made me really happy. Because my only goal in life from now on is to see a smile on my sister's face. Meanwhile, Rosa went back to school. We made a decision together. We are going to law school to become lawyer twins in the future. Thank you for listening to my story. If you subscribe to this channel, you'll be the first to know when new videos are uploaded. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hi, friends. I'm Julie. I accidentally discovered my family's biggest secret. It's such a huge revelation that our lives will never be the same again. It all started when my older sister Jenny moved in with us after leaving her husband. I had no idea at the time that our marriage had been a mess for a while. When she found out that her husband, Chris, had cheated on her, it was the final straw. One morning, while he was sleeping, she took her sons and left him. My sister is a housewife. She's never had a job in her life. She took her kids and moved in with us because she had nowhere else to go. At first, she told us it would be temporary, but after a year and a half, she is still living with us. I think she thought she'd get back together with her husband, but they just kept fighting for months. They weren't able to reconcile. All that fighting not only caused their marriage to end, but it also messed up our family because I saw a text message from my sister's husband when they were arguing. I was curious about what he meant with that message. When I looked into it, I found out about my sister's incredible secret. Let's rewind and go back to that evening. Now I see that by then, my sister was starting to lose any hope she had of keeping her marriage going, and this had made her very hostile. She wasn't speaking to my mom or me. She wasn't taking care of her kids. She wasn't eating. She wasn't sleeping. All she did was fight with her husband on the phone or through text messages. Yes, their marriage was in terrible shape. Chris was cheating on her. He didn't want to get back together, but my sister was still madly in love with him. She couldn't imagine her life without him. One night, I was putting her kids to sleep. The younger one asked, "How many days can a person go without food?" I knew why he was asking that. He heard my mom telling me, "Your sister didn't eat again today." Naturally, he was concerned about his mother. I gently rubbed his head. "Nothing's going to happen to your mom, because I'm going to go and make her an amazing sandwich. No way will she be able to resist it. She'll eat the whole thing," I told him. That put him at ease. "I want that same amazing sandwich in the morning, too," he said as he closed his eyes. So right after he fell asleep, I went to the kitchen and made the best sandwich I could for my sister. I even added a birthday candle on it to make it cuter. I knocked on my sister's door. When she didn't answer, I cracked the door open and looked in. She had fallen asleep. I went into the room to put a blanket over her. I left the sandwich next to her bed. She was clutching her phone. Maybe she had dozed off in the middle of an argument, exhausted from lack of sleep. I smiled. She seemed so cute to me at that moment. I was still a baby when my sister left home. We never had a close relationship. Actually, that was quite normal because we didn't really spend that much time together. She didn't know me at all. That said, I can't really say her relationship with Mom is all that great either. She used to visit us at most once a year and called us every month or so. After Dad passed away, she started calling Mom more frequently. I think she was trying to be supportive. But her relationship didn't change much. She only held me and cried long and hard at Dad's funeral. I was thinking about all this as I was watching my sister sleep. I took the phone from her hand. I put it on her nightstand. Just as I did that, the phone screen lit up. She got a new message. Without meaning to, I read it. The message was from her husband. "Enough! I never told you to leave your daughter for me," he had written. While I was still processing this, another text from Chris came in. "Don't give me that guilt trip again. You didn't want your daughter. You made me your excuse. We both know that." I was so shocked and upset when I figured out what Chris was saying. Apparently, besides her two sons, my sister also had a daughter and she had given her up for adoption. Since she was blaming her husband for this, she must have abandoned her daughter to marry Chris. I accidentally learned something incredible. I switched off the light. I ran out of the room. I was still in shock when I lay in my bed. I thought my mom definitely knew about this, but she never told me. Normally, she loves talking about my sister, and she usually criticizes her. For example, she used to say, "Your sister's marriage wasn't going well since day one, but she still had those two babies. So why did she never say she had another child? Maybe my father didn't know, and she hid it from me because she was scared he would find out." This accidental discovery changed my whole perspective on my sister. How could a person do this to her own child? How could she abandon her for such a selfish reason? How old was her daughter right now? What was her adoptive family like? Did she know who her mother, my sister, was? Could I find my niece? As her aunt, could I give her the warmth that her mother denied her? Now I was thinking about these nonstop. I wanted to find this poor child whose existence I had just found out about and give her back the life that her mother had taken away. But to be able to do that, I needed more information. I decided to talk to my mom and get answers to my questions. I was going to find my niece no matter what. Since my sister and her kids were always around, I had to wait for some time to talk to my mom. After a while, I got the chance I was waiting for. My sister wasn't able to look her sons in the eye. The poor kids were still trying to find out what was going on. They had moved into their grandmother's house. Their father wasn't around. Their mother was on the phone, screaming all the time. My older nephew Noah was about to start high school, but he didn't even know what city he was going to be in. He was already a shy kid. Now he had become even more withdrawn. I hadn't heard a word from him in days. My mom was naturally sad for the boys. There was a water park in our city. When I was younger, we used to go there every month. My mom thought of taking the kids there. I was supposed to go along to help her out. The following day, we were at the water park with the kids. Noah went for a swim in the pool. The younger one was playing on the slides. Mom and I sat at a cafe from where we could see the slides. I was looking forward to talking to her, but I didn't know how to start this conversation. Finally, I blurted out, "Mom, does my sister have a daughter?" My mom was stunned. She stared at me. "What are you talking about?" she said. I told her about the texts I read on my sister's phone. She was visibly stumped. She said things like, "Don't be silly, there's no such thing, you must have misunderstood." But she was so panicked that I could tell she already knew about this, but kept it from me. When I confronted her, she got angry. "You're a big girl now, you're heading off to college soon, instead of thinking about things like this, do something for your future," she said. She began rambling on so that I wouldn't ask any more questions. When I figured out she wouldn't talk, I had to back down. What was I going to do now? My mother was obviously lying to me. I wanted to find my niece no matter what. Since I couldn't ask my sister, there was only one person left, her husband, Chris. Yes, I was going to ask him. I wasn't sure if he would help me out, but I had no choice. I had to give it a try. I didn't have Chris's phone number, but I knew the name of the car dealership where he worked. I Googled it and found it right away. I called the number. They called Chris to the phone. My voice was shaking. I said, "I'm Julie," and he was really surprised. I told him what happened. "I want to find my niece," I said. Chris said, "Forget about this for your own good." When I said, "What does it have to do with me?" "Go ask your sister. I can't say anything more," he said curtly. I didn't have any other choice. I was going to ask my sister. I went to her room. She was crying. I thought she and her husband had another fight, but this time it was something else. "Mom just told me," she said, averting her eyes. Then I understood Mom had told her that I knew about her daughter. I sat next to her. "I didn't want to upset you. I just want to find my niece and tell her that she has a family," I said, resting my head on her shoulder. My sister started stroking my hair. "You only have two nephews. You don't have a niece," she said. I picked my head up from her shoulder. I looked at her. "What do you mean? But you also have a daughter," I said. "Yes, I also have a daughter," she said, averting her eyes again. In that moment, the world started to spin. My ears were ringing with those sentences. "You don't have a niece, but you also have a daughter." "Yes, I also have a daughter." I stared at her in disbelief. I was speechless for a minute. Then I said, "So I'm your daughter?" My sister nodded. "Yes, Julie. You're my daughter." I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to say. My sister, who I had just found out seconds ago that was in fact my mother, started telling me the whole story. "It was my freshman year in college. I made the biggest mistake of my life. I got pregnant by someone I didn't really know well. All I knew was his name, or at least I think I did. I still had the baby, and that was you. I was going to school. Your grandmother was taking care of you. Then I met Chris. I fell in love with him. Chris wasn't someone who would marry a young woman with a baby, because he was an adventurer at heart. He wanted to travel the world and eventually settle down in a place that he liked. I left you with your grandmother and left with him. We traveled for 3.5 years. We got married along the way, but we came back because we couldn't make it work anywhere else. When I got back, I saw that you were calling your grandmother Mom. While I was gone, your grandmother had become your mother. I was really sad, but I knew I deserved it. Your grandmother made me swear, 'You will never tell anyone that Julie is your daughter,' she said. No one else other than Dad and Chris knew.
And now you know. Everything came out in the open that day. I was the biggest secret in my own family. The person I knew as my sister was my mother. The person I knew as my mother was my grandmother. So what happened after I found out about all this? You might think it's strange, but almost nothing's changed. Yes, my sister might be my biological mother, but she's not my real mother. A mother is someone who raises and cares for a child. My sister surely doesn't deserve to be my mother. I only have one mother, and she will stay as my mother forever. Thank you for listening to my story. If you like stories inspired by real life, you can subscribe to this channel. Bye!
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.